A total of 1,200 Lion electric school buses were taken out of service on Friday as a preventative measure after one of them caught fire earlier this week in Montreal. "We have been informed that a defect in a Lion school bus may have caused a fire," said Quebec Education Minister Sonia Lebel and Transport Minister Jonathan Julien in a joint statement released Thursday evening. "No compromises will be made when it comes to safety on school buses." And today we talk with Mr. Michael Murray. And today Mr. Murray will tell us what is happening at the Eastern Township School Board with their electric school bus situation. Maureen Dillon Teasdale for The Cube. And today I'm very pleased to have Mr. Michael Murray with us again. And he is the chairman of the Eastern Township School Board. So welcome, Mr. Murray.
Good day.
And today we're going to be talking about the bus situation for the Eastern Township School Board after the incident in Montreal on Tuesday. An electric bus, a Lion bus, caught on fire, and the bus driver was able to get all the children, which I think were 6 children at the time, out safely, so no one was hurt. And since that, in Quebec, 1,200 electric buses have been halted right now. And you were saying, Mr. Murray, that the Eastern Township School Board has 20 buses off the road and 7 electric buses are still going because they are a newer model?
A newer model.
Okay.
A 2025 model and with a design difference from the older models that were flagged as concerning. So 20 buses off the road is a large portion of our fleet of 65. And we were able to replace at least 10 of them with diesel buses that we held reserve, so that we essentially cut in half the number of students impacted. But it's still serious. It's numbers up towards 500 students who were deprived of transportation this morning.
Okay, that is quite a large number. About how many students are on a bus usually?
Up to around 48. The capacity of the buses is 48. So at the beginning of the route, fewer, but as they reach school, there could be as many as 48.
Mm-hmm. Okay, and most students today do take a bus, especially for the high schools with the regional schools.
Exactly. Over 90% of our students are transported by bus.
Okay, over 90%. Now, the buses are up for inspection, and you said it's ongoing, but a lot will happen, I guess, this weekend?
Well, the order, and it's quite typical of the government sort of asking for the impossible, but they sent us a protocol for inspection today and ordered us to inspect all buses today. So our mechanics are working as fast as they can to identify buses that may have a certain kind of suspect wiring. And once that is done, then we will complete the modifications necessary to make them safe. So that we're hoping that with lots of work and effort over the weekend, we can get most or all of those buses back in service by Monday.
Okay, that is a lot of work, and definitely some of the students must have been displaced. What did you hear from the parents? How are they reacting?
Well, we're actually very fortunate in that parents are very understanding. Of course, they would much rather have their students safe than not safe. So when the alarm was sounded and we advised them, the reaction was positive. In fact, many parents took their students, many of the affected students, to school themselves. And we will probably be able to transport everyone home in the afternoon with the limited number of buses, because we make 2 separate circuits in the afternoon, one for elementary school and then later for high school.
Okay, what else should we know about the situation?
Well, the situation is fluid at the moment. We don't know how soon we can get those buses back in service. We will also be looking at bringing some additional diesel buses into service if necessary, buses that were in the process of being worked on in our shop, so not available this morning. And we think that by Monday will be, it will appear on the surface that we're back to normal. Although I think we'll still be working very hard in the transportation department to catch up with all of the requirements.
Now, when did electric buses come on the scene for the Eastern Township School Board?
We were among, I think, the very first customers of Lion Electric about, I think, 6 years ago, 2019, plus or minus a year. Don't hold me to that date, but about then. Okay. And we bought one or two buses that year, and then we've steadily added more. About 3 years ago, the government informed us that they would no longer permit us to purchase diesel buses, and that we have to replace our older diesel buses on a schedule, and that we must replace them all with electric buses. So that's how we got to 27 out of our 65 buses already being electrified.
Okay. Has there ever been any incidences before with the electric buses?
We have had maintenance issues, and we've had buses out of service for different periods of time, especially in the early years. But recently, no incidents at all, either those that are apprehended to be dangerous or simply operational, you know, and the bus doesn't go. Our challenge, of course, is to ensure that we can recharge the buses. And we're spending a lot of effort to install high-capacity chargers at our schools so that between arrival in the morning and departure in the afternoon, the buses can have their batteries fully recharged, because many of our routes are quite long.
Mm-hmm. Definitely some students going to Stansted and back every day, and the outlying regions in Gould.
Absolutely.
And, yeah.
Some of them are on a bus for over an hour each way.
Mm-hmm. You sound like you're working very hard, everybody at the Eastern Township School Board and the mechanics especially. And definitely, we wish you all the best on that endeavor. And you've done a great job. You mentioned all the parents were notified before, you know, they just stood out there and waited for the bus that never came.
Yes, and thanks to an emergency alert system we put into place last year, we were able to identify specific bus runs and identify those students without alarming any other students who would receive normal service. And so we're quite pleased with the operation of our emergency alert system.
Okay, definitely. Anything else you'd like to add before we go, Mr. Murray?
Just a heartfelt thanks to those parents who made the extra effort to get their kids to school today. And we hope we won't have to call on you again anytime soon.
Okay, well, we wish you all the best, and all the staff of the Eastern Township School Board on the bus situation. We've been talking with Mr. Michael Murray, Chairman of the Eastern Township School Board. Thanks very much for your time, and all the best.
Have a great day.